right now, we seem to be concentrating on the issues at hand today, assuming they get solved. What do you see the future potential beyond what I already asked about the ethanol as far as agricultural products? And, you know, that involves travel back and forth to U.S., et cetera.
Well, we have over 350,000 Chinese students studying in the United States. I remember back when I was governor, literally having my picture taken with thousands of Chinese students that were at Iowa State, the University of Iowa, other schools in Iowa. And obviously that's a benefit to us. Also, their parents come to visit. They spend a significant amount of money in our country. So that's one of the things we benefit from. And we do have a surplus in services as well as in agriculture. And another area is Boeing selling aircraft here. So there's some, I think there's some other areas there's real potential too. Medical devices and pharmaceuticals. With an aging population and with their interest in increasing the health and well-being of their citizens, we have in Henan province, which is way down in the south, it's the island right on the south of China, they are opening up now a medical free trade zone. We hope that that is a precursor of maybe things like that happening throughout the rest of China. And also speeding up the approval of pharmaceuticals, which can be life-saving and can, you know, save lives and also improve the health and well-being. And that's something that can help the Chinese and reduce the trade deficit simultaneously. So I've been trying to suggest to the Chinese, these are some of the additional areas in addition to agriculture and obviously agriculture equipment and aircraft and things like that that make a lot of sense.
Ambassador Branstad, what message do you have to pass back to the American beef producers who are watching from the sidelines on this?
Well, we worked for over 13 years to get this market open for beef. We're continuing to try to hammer away at some of the other restrictions that are preventing greater access. On the American beef, I'm going to tell you, I'm living here. And, you know, the other choices are the grass-fed beef from Australia or other countries. It's not nearly the juicy corn-fed beef that we're used to in the United States. So another thing they don't have here that we really need is sweet corn. Oh, the sweet corn is awful. I mean, it's like field corn. So I'm saying the two things that I really missed last year was the Iowa State Fair and sweet corn. Now, we have been able to get through the commissary at the embassy, we've been able to get some American beef. And so we've been able to serve American beef at the ambassador's residence. But and there are some places around China where you can get it, but we need to have much greater access.
So on the beef issue, we saw it, had the cow that sold Christmas, and I think that was 03, but we all know it was 13 years that it took to get even a foot in the door here.
Yeah, and it was a Canadian cow too.
Yeah, but is that a potential kind of a bad indicator for, you know, should things really go south here with the American trade relationship, that it might be 13 years before the U.S. and China have a good relationship again on ag products?
Well, certainly I hope not. And I think it would be very detrimental to both of our countries and the whole world economy if that were the case. The problem, you know, is, I think Bruce said this well when he said they're very transactional. So to get access reestablished for beef, you know, we went through a long and difficult period of time. The meeting in Mar-a-Lago made it possible to reopen that. And I think the chemistry between the two leaders, between President Trump and President Xi Jinping, is good. And that's why I'm hopeful that eventually this can get resolved. And President Trump told me when I was in his office, in the Oval Office, that he does want to get this resolved. And my advice to him was to stay in close touch with President Xi on both the North Korean issue and on the trade issue. And the third issue is the fentanyl issue, which we've been getting good cooperation from, and where I think we can do a lot to reduce these synthetic opioids that are being produced here and are killing people in the United States. And they have added two more of the precursors to the controlled substance list. We'd like to see the whole family of these made that way. And there's a legislation moving in the Congress. We met with Kellyanne Conway, who's taken the lead in the White House, and also with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators. And I expect there will be national legislation in the United States, but we're also hopeful that China will also pass something very similar here. And we can coordinate the efforts on enforcement.